Deus in adiutorium eum intende.
Domine ad adjuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper. Et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Sanctorum meritis inclita gaudia, pangamus ocii gestaque fortia, nam gliscit animus promere cantibus, victorum pro sanctis mulieribus. Esunt quas retinens mundus in horuit, ipsum nam sterili flore peraridum, sprevere penitus teque secute sunt, rex Christe bone celitum. E pro te furias servaque sustinent, non murmure sonat, non querimonia, sed corde tacito, mens bene conscia, conservat patientiam. Quae vox quae poterit lingua retexere, quae tu martiribus munera preparas, rubrinam fluido sanguine lauris, ditantur bene fulgidis. Te trina deitas unaque poscimus, ut culpas abuas noxia subtras, despacem famulis nos quoque gloriam, percunta tibi saecula. Amen.
Day after day, I will bless you, Lord. I will tell of your marvelous deeds. I will give you glory, O God, my King. I will bless your name forever. I will bless you day after day and praise your name forever. The Lord is great, highly to be praised. His greatness cannot be measured. Age to age shall proclaim your works, shall declare your mighty deeds, shall speak of your splendor and glory, tell the tale of your wonderful works. They will speak of your terrible deeds, recount your greatness and might. They will recall your abundant goodness. Age to age shall ring out your justice. The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How good is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures. All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God, to make known to men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your reign. Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule lasts from age to age. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Day after day, I will bless you, Lord. I will tell of your marvelous deeds. To you alone, Lord, we look with confidence. You are ever close to those who call upon you. The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. The Lord supports all who fall and raises all who are bowed down. The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open wide your hand, grant the desires of all who live. The Lord is just in all his ways, and loving in all his deeds. He is close to all who call him, who call on him from their hearts. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and he saves them. The Lord protects all who love him. The wicked he will utterly destroy. Let me speak the praise of the Lord. Let all mankind bless his holy name forever, for ages unending. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, be near to all who call upon you in truth, and increase the dedication of those who revere you. Hear their prayers and save them, that they may always love you and praise your holy name. To you alone, Lord, we look with confidence. You are ever close to those who call upon you. King of all the ages, your ways are perfect and true. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of nations. Who would dare refuse you honor or the glory due your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. King of all the ages, your ways are perfect and true. The unmarried man is busy with the Lord's affairs, concerned with pleasing the Lord. The virgin, indeed, any unmarried woman, is concerned with things of the Lord, in pursuit of holiness in body and spirit. The virgins are led into the presence of the King amid gladness and joy. The virgins are led into the presence of the King amid gladness and joy. They are brought into the King's dwelling place amid gladness and joy. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The virgins are led into the presence of the King amid gladness and joy. Lord Jesus, my beloved Master, it is you who have given me victory in the midst of torments. Call me, Lord, to undying happiness with you. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, my beloved Master, it is you who have given me victory in the midst of torment. Call me, Lord, to undying happiness with you. Christ extolled those who practiced virginity for the sake of the kingdom. Let us praise him joyfully and pray to him. Jesus, example of virgins, hear us. Christ, you presented the church to yourself as a chaste virgin to her spouse. Keep her holy and inviolate. Jesus, example of virgins, hear us. Christ, the holy virgins went out to meet you with their lamps alight. Keep the fidelity of your consecrated handmaids burning brightly. Jesus, example of virgins, hear us. Lord, your virgin church has always kept its faith whole and untarnished. Grant all Christians a whole and untarnished faith. Jesus, example of virgins, hear us. You have given your people joy in celebrating the feast of your Holy Virgin Agatha. Give us constant joy through her intercession. Jesus, example of virgins, hear us. You have admitted the holy virgins to your marriage banquet. In your mercy, lead the dead to your heavenly feast. Jesus, example of virgins, hear us. Gathering our prayer and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. May the Virgin Martyr Saint Agatha implore your compassion for us, Lord, we pray. For she found favor with you by the courage of her martyrdom and the merit of her chastity. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo, et Spes Nostra Salve, A Te clamamus, exules filii Eve, A Te suspiramus, gementes afflentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos, a nos convete. Et Iesum, benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hac exilium ostende.